Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we had this story before we wrapped up our show yesterday, but we weren't ready to break the news yet. We weren't ready to break the story yet, so we broke the news on our Montana Talks website shortly after Monday's show. But this is great. We've got a great guest joining us here on Montana Talks here on this Tuesday. She's a junior at the University of Montana. She's also a Division I athlete. So she's a student athlete and she's a student journalist who actually did some great journalism and broke this big story yesterday. There is a dark money group supporting Democrat Senator John Tester that basically put an offer out to student athletes at the University of Montana, trying to pay them to do paid political endorsements supporting John Tester. But some of the students are refusing to take part in that endorsement, and they're citing his vote to allow men to compete in women's sports as the reason why they won't endorse him, even with a paid political endorsement. Anyway, we've got that journalism student and that Division I athlete. Lily Meskers is on the phone lines with us right now from the journalism building on the University of Montana campus. Hey, Lily, first off, great job, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. I'm really excited. When I first got this email that this was going to be a pretty groundbreaking story with just how relatively new NIL is in these type of political endorsements haven't really been seen before. So when we got this email, I was like, you know, this is something that people deserve to hear about. This is something that needs to be talked about.
When did you first hear this story that they were offering paid political endorsements here?
Yeah, so this is about early August. And the head, or one of the executive athletic directors, Jean Gee, actually reached out. She just forwarded an email that said that the group Montana Together was looking for student athletes to endorse John Tester's campaign, whether that be talking about his policies that he's done, things they're passionate about with John Tester. And they were offering a pretty good sum of money for it, too.
Really? Wow. And I've seen the actual correspondence, and after the show yesterday, I got confirmation from the University of Montana athletic director that, yes, this offer did come through just as you described it in the story that you broke on our Montana Talks website. And the university basically said, hey, you know, now that endorsement deals are available to our student athletes, we just have a policy where we pass on all of those endorsement opportunities to those students. And so you can see the full response from the University of Montana at MontanaTalks.com right now. Stand by, yeah, because I want to get Lily's take here on what she heard from her fellow student athletes, especially the young ladies who are concerned about men taking away their opportunities in sports. So stand by, more with Lily Meskers.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Not just a student journalist, she's already doing journalism and doing it the right way, raising the questions that need to be raised. I'm surprised this story has apparently been out there and none of the other so-called journalists ended up breaking this story, but it's so great to have Lily Meskers on the show with us right now, a student athlete and a student journalist at the University of Montana. So, Lily, what was your reaction like? Because obviously you covered this story, but you're also a female athlete, and you've seen female athletes, especially in track, lose opportunities because of men identifying as women and then stealing trophies and stealing opportunities away from women and from girls. So what was your reaction? And then describe the reaction of some of your other fellow student athletes at the University of Montana campus.
Yeah, so I think me and a lot of the girls on the team honestly shared a really similar reaction to this. And why would we endorse something that fundamentally goes against us? As women athletes, you know, we work really hard to get to the level that we're at to be Division I athletes, and to have biological men take away these positions from us, it's really frustrating. And so when we got this email from Tester asking us to endorse him as athletes, it was kind of like, you know, like, well, where is your endorsement for us? Where is you standing up for us as female athletes? And a lot of these male athletes wouldn't stand a chance on their biologically assigned teams, which is the male team. So we're having opportunities stripped away from us. We're having trophies stripped away from us. And who knows, maybe in the future it might be scholarship money that we as female athletes work really hard. And there is fundamental differences between male athletes and women athletes. So when Tester sent this email out, it was a lot of us felt pretty frustrated because, once again, like, we want someone who endorses us back and who supports us back. And this vote against women wasn't something that we wanted to endorse.
You know, it's crazy because, you know, obviously we know about this. We know about John Tester's vote. As you reported here, his votes did not sit well with Montanans, especially apparently female athletes here. This was his 2023 vote against the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. The act worked to amend Title IX to ensure that only biological women and not men could compete in women's sports. So what's amazing to me is that most in the Montana media have totally ignored this story. They've ignored John Tester's vote. They have refused to even do any coverage that is in any way whatsoever questioning John Tester's votes. And yet somehow that news got out on campus. So your fellow female athletes know exactly how he voted.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, people describe Tester as a moderate person, but this vote against the Protection of Women and Girls Sports Act was not a moderate vote. And I think most of Montana would absolutely agree with that. You know, this is not a moderate vote. This is a direct hit against women's sports.
You quoted one student athlete here, Katie Whitehurst. She's a senior track athlete at the University of Montana. She said, quote, "I stand by biological women competing fairly in women's sports, and the offer seemed guided towards only one political party." Now, maybe that's just because one political party is the only one that is offering up this type of a paid political endorsement. To me, even if you take the women's sports angle out of this altogether, the fact that they are offering paid political endorsements to student athletes, that's a huge news story in itself, because it's been pretty rare elsewhere across the country so far, right?
Yeah, absolutely. NIL was established in 2021, so there's pretty few regulations on what you're allowed to post about. Of course, you're not supposed to post about anything that goes against your athletic department's viewpoints, as in, like, drinking, smoking, alcohol, anything like that. But it's pretty unregulated in politics. So when we got this endorsement deal, a lot of us were questioning, you know, how is this going to affect our eligibility? Are we even allowed to do this? So it's pretty unheard of amongst NIL deals right now.
Well, one of the questions later in the hour, I've got a great sidekick who's going to join me on the show here, John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter. He's retired federal law enforcement, lives here in Montana, has got a big following on X. But he raised a good question, which is, okay, if this was offered up at the University of Montana, we've got to assume here that it was also offered up to Montana State University, maybe even Carroll, Rocky, Tech, some of the others. Have you gotten wind of this potentially being offered up at other college campuses in Montana as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was researching this to write this article, I emailed a few student athletes at Montana State, and they hadn't yet received an email from their athletic department. So I don't know if that means that the athletic department stopped that message from going out or if they just didn't get it in the first place. But this NIL offer on the email said it was available to all Montana college athletes. So it was available to everyone in the state that was a college athlete, but as I know of right now, only our school received it.
Did anybody say, well, you know what, hey, groceries are expensive, gas is expensive, I'll take the money. Did anybody take the money?
Absolutely. So I had a friend, and he was like, you know what, I'm going to apply for this. this is a great amount of money. He applied for the one that was, I believe, $2,400 for four Instagram Reels, which is like an Instagram social media platform. But he didn't end up completing the videos on time because he decided, you know, as a student athlete, I don't know if politics are something that I want to get into just because I don't know how it will hinder my experience as an athlete at Montana. But a lot of people were extremely tempted because for a student athlete, you know, when you don't have a lot of time to work, so $2,400 is a ton of money. So I think a lot of us were really tempted by that amount to even do these endorsements regardless of what we felt.
Wow. Wow, this is a very interesting information. Lily Meskers, student journalist and a student athlete at the University of Montana, already doing real-world journalism. We've got the story, MontanaTalks.com. Montana athletes offered paid political endorsements. You can read her full report. We've got a few more minutes with Lily right after this before she heads into class, and then John Jackson will school us all up here, too.
Your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I got a question from a listener for you here. But by the way, I should have said that. Hey, if somebody's got a quick question or a comment, send us a message on the Montana Talks app. We're a little short on time, or I would say call in right now. We will get your phone calls here in just a few minutes, and then John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, is going to be with us. Plus, I caught up with Tulsi Gabbard earlier this morning. I want to share that with you. Just yesterday, Tulsi Gabbard endorsed Donald J. Trump, and she's a former Democrat member of Congress, former Democrat presidential candidate. So she's teaming up with RFK and backing Trump against Kamala Harris now as well. But yeah, we'll get to that here. And part of this, you know, woke men and women sports stuff is what's driving people like Tulsi Gabbard to the Republican Party this November as well. But yeah, Lily Meskers, gotta ask you, are you concerned about repercussions on campus? Now, I went to the University of Montana, and it was about 50-50 when I was there, but there can be some nasty, vicious folks on the left, especially on a college campus. It sounds like your fellow student athletes are with you, but are you concerned about potential repercussions or retaliation from, you know, doing actual journalism here and breaking this story?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's always going to be something that's going to cross your mind is what are people going to think? What are people going to say? You know, this is a hard-hitting story and not everyone's going to agree with it. But at the same time, what I value more is what's important about the story and why do people need to hear it? I value more holding people accountable for their actions rather than what repercussions I face. I think that's what our media is designed to do, is to act as checks and balances. And so at that point, it's more important for me to share the story than to face whatever backlash I'm going to face. I mean, University of Montana does tend to be more liberal-leaning now, but it's not something that I'm truly deeply worried about because I know that the journalism that I'm doing has a purpose and it's going to serve that purpose, and that's what holds more precedent and more value to me.
Well, and I tell you what, I know, there's some great folks, especially in the journalism, you know, department there. Denise Dowling, she was there when I was there. She's just such a remarkable, remarkable professor. And I know she's still there, and doing good things. And so you've got good folks there on the campus, but also I know our listeners across the state, and I know there's some powerful organizations that will have your back in a heartbeat if there is even a wind of some sort of repercussions or retaliation against you for breaking this story.
And that's amazing. And I cannot be more grateful for that support too. And yeah, like you said, Denise is one of my professors here and she's amazing. I do feel like a lot of support from a lot of people here for sure.
Now where are you from? What's your background?
Yeah, so I'm from Colorado originally. I'm from just outside of Boulder, Colorado, actually. And I've been running track my whole life. It started with me in elementary school. I would race kids for $2 if I beat them. And then I was a pinch runner on the softball team, and I was like, maybe I should do track as a sport. And so that's how I got into track, and I started training every single day. and I just fell in love with the sport. I never imagined that I'd go Division One, but I committed my junior year of high school during COVID, and it all took off from there. I just fell in love with the sport. I fell in love with running.
That is so cool. How much money did you earn with those $2 bets, by the way?
It depended on the night. It was Friday night football night. It was whatever boys or girls were behind the stadium that I had available to race, and I took off. And hopefully on a good night, maybe $6.
Nice. You know, the joker here, John Jackson and I were joking around during the break. You know, the homeboy that decided not to take the endorsement deal, we were kind of joking, you know, maybe he was afraid that the ladies might shun him if he took the money. It's like, oh, really? You're gonna take money from the guy that wants to kill women's sports? Geez, thanks a lot, bro.
Absolutely. And that kid's a great kid. But, yeah, you know, I mean, I believe that morality and your morals should raise more above what you get paid, you know? Like, I think that the message of what this video was saying was more important than any dollar amount that you would have gotten paid.
Which events do you compete in? And I guess today is just your second day of class. But, yeah, which events are you competing in on the track team?
Yeah, so I'm a sprinter. So I'm a 100, 200, and 400 is my main event. And then if coach is feeling a relay that day, I'll be in the 4x4 or the 4x1.
What do you think of Montana after coming up from Colorado?
Montana, I would say, is just a less densely populated Colorado. It's beautiful, you know. You have the mountains, you have the rivers. I fly fish, I hike, I snowboard. It was pretty much my heaven. The winters are hard, they're cold, but they're nothing that you can't get through. And I fell in love with the people up here, too. Everyone is really kind, really generous. And you see a lot of the old-style thinking of help your neighbor. And so I fit right in when I came up here.
Sure sounds like it. Well, that's awesome. Can we say where you work if folks want to come in and say hi and leave you a nice tip at the restaurant or anything? or we can keep that private if you want.
No, of course. My boss would love that. I'm a waitress at the Press Box, the sports bar of the Grizz. So if you guys ever want to come in and get a smashed burger or a Grizz pizza, I'm your girl. I'll get you guys set up.
We got to make that happen. All right. Well, you got class starting in 50 seconds. Lily Meskers, thanks for your report. Thanks for joining us. What an honor.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Tell Denise and everybody hi there at the University of Montana as well. All right. Well, I'll play the Tulsi Gabbard audio for you here in just a few minutes. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter. Man, you've been sitting here kind of listening in on the conversations. What an incredible young lady there. So well spoken, and what a story. Her description of Montana was incredible, too.
I told you on the break, I can immediately imagine her being my daughter, and I'm scared for her. And I don't know what courses she's taking over there, but you and I know these leftist universities are communist dictatorships, and I hope she doesn't have too many classes where there are like essay type of grades where the grades are subjective. Right? That way, because these people, if they hear about it, these leftist professors over there, they will come after her. And all of a sudden, those grades of hers will go from an A to a C. You know, I'm scared for her. I mean, she sounds squared away, but I mean, I hope nothing bad happens to her because of it.
Well, it sounds like a lot of the students got her back and will continue to have her back there, too. And, that was so great. Hey, what stood out to you guys as well? If you want to call in 294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app, feel free. But actually the class, you said, what classes is she taking? I asked her earlier before we got on the air, she said, actually the class that she's taking that's going on right now is a class on the 2024 elections. And but literally she just broke what I think is one of the biggest stories in the biggest U.S. Senate race in the country right here. She could be teaching the class now on the 2024 elections and journalism instead of just taking the class, if you ask me.
Well, what do we say all the time? We say everything they say is a lie, and it's all theater. We say that all the time. We've been saying that on your show for a year. And this is proof positive of it right here. All those endorsements out there. You see, this makes, I think you brought it up, Aaron. This calls into question all those John Tester ads you see out there. This is that guy. You know, they, I'm for John Tester, blah, blah, blah. How much money do you think those people got paid to say that?
Oh, yeah. Well, and frankly, we know some of those people are being paid because, you know, some of these people that are doing these commercials for John Tester, maybe they didn't get paid to do a reel on Instagram, but they got paid with your taxpayer dollars because they're a consultant for this group or that group or this company or that company. They're getting paid with your freaking money to do their stupid, phony little campaign commercials. But you're exactly right. If you were somebody who would fall for these phony Chuck Schumer dark money attack ads against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, oh, you know, the we always joke around the old Prospector commercials. Well, oh, John Tester's just blah, 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 blah. This calls all of that into question. It should have already been called into question because it's phony and they're fake. But like, now you're right. Everybody's going to be thinking, okay, was this guy or this gal paid to say this? You know, so.
Well, like you and I have talked about before, you know, what really grinds me is you see these, in big quotes, law enforcement officers coming out in favor of Democrats. And so you're like, why in the bloody hell would they ever do something like that? But, you know, a retired guy or whatever. Well, there you go. You're getting paid $2,500, you know, bucks to do a little ad. Okay, I'll take the money. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Actually, great case in point. Thanks for the reminder. One of the law enforcement for John Tester campaign commercials. Why would law enforcement support this guy? He brought Kamala Harris to the national stage, the woman who bailed out the rioters who burned down Minneapolis. He is a part of the Defund the Police party. He hasn't done squat to bring more law enforcement on our reservations that are being targeted by open border drug cartels right now. Doesn't a squat for them. Oh, but guess which law enforcement members showed up in a TV ad? Bullock's former, cabinet member. He was head of the Highway Patrol under Bullock, so a Democrat appointee. But this guy has a consulting business and gets a lot of money from his buddy John Tester. So, of course, he showed up in a campaign commercial, willing to throw all of his fellow law enforcement officers under the bus because he's getting paid.
You know how many times he's met with the DEA in the last 10 years? Zero. Not one time. Not one time to even talk about the border and drugs and crime and illegals. Not once.
And then a tribal leader on the Fort Belknap says, basically called out John Tester this week for sending a letter in an election year to try to get votes. What's he been doing? Listen, the High Line is going dry. And they're being told that they may not even get water for at least another year, maybe longer. The High Line is going dry. What is John Tester doing? You know, giving your money to illegal aliens in all these other countries, and your water's going dry.
He's hiding in a basement right now, pretending he's not a Democrat. This is what he's doing. I didn't go to the convention. Oh, no, I'm not for Kamala Harris. Oh, no. No.
He's like, hey, pass me those Trump socks. Can I get a MAGA hat?
MAGA hat. Here we go. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Oh, what a phony. And it's like, look. He's been invited to come on shows like this, but he's too afraid to take your phone calls. But sorry, somebody's got to say the truth around here. He's a phony.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
USDA released its latest cattle on feed report, and the numbers a bit bearish for industry participants. Cattle and calves on feed totaled 11.1 million head as of August 1st. The inventory level slightly above August of last year, with placements totaling 1.7 million head, 6% higher than last, while the marketing of fed cattle in July totaled 1.86 million head, 8% above the same time in 2003.
Are you concerned about the impact government policies could have on your cattle business? One way to make your voice heard in Washington is by joining NCBA. When you join, you'll be part of the nation's oldest and largest national cattle industry organization that has a professional team working in Washington, D.C. on issues that matter to cattle-producing families nationwide. Don't stay on the sidelines. Make your voice heard by joining NCBA today at the website ncba.org.
Looking to scrambled egg news, United States egg production totaled 9.06 billion during July 2024, 2% below last year. Production of eggs included 7.7 billion table eggs, 1.3 billion hatching eggs. The average number of laying hens also totaled 370 million, down 3% from last year. I'm Lane Northland.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me just roll right into it here. Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat member of Congress, former Democrat presidential candidate. You guys have heard me on the radio. Several years ago, I said this. I said, look, I don't agree with Tulsi Gabbard on everything, but I respect her. I respect her for her service and sacrifice to this country. She's an Iraq veteran. I'm an Iraq veteran. We've got over 100,000 veterans in this state. And it's just another reminder that, hey, you can have different political opinions and still respect each other, especially your fellow veterans that have served in sacrifice. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in just a second. But I caught up with Tulsi Gabbard literally the day after she endorsed President Trump yesterday at the National Guard Association of the United States. She joined me earlier this morning. I had a little bit of a technical, snafu with one of our microphones. So it's a very quick piece of audio for you here. But nonetheless, she gets right to the point. She's bottom line up front. She does the bluff, the bottom line up front. So I'll play that audio. We'll get John Jackson's take, and then you can call in with your take as well. Or if you got something else you want to talk about, you can call in 406-294-0970. I asked Tulsi Gabbard what her message was to Montana. Here you go.
Thank you so much. It's great to join you this morning. We have a very clear choice in your U.S. Senate race, just as we do in the race for president. It really is a choice between a person who stands for freedom, peace, and prosperity for all Americans versus a person who stands for more government control, less freedom, censorship, and more war. That's really what it comes down to. And the choice in the national race is between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. And the same choice is there between Tim Sheehy and John Tester. I endorsed Donald Trump yesterday in a speech before the National Guard Association with soldiers and airmen from every state and territory across the country there in the audience, specifically because I know the same thing to be true that Tim Sheehy knows, as we know the cost of war, as you do. We have seen the consequences of politicians who put their own self-serving interests and their own power or attempts to look tough ahead of the interests of the American people, our national security, and peace. For anyone who is undecided at this point, it's important to recognize that in this election specifically, the choice is not about are you a Democrat or a Republican, or do you like this person or like that person. There's far much more at stake here. This is a choice between freedom and peace or living in an increasingly tyrannical society and at war.
We are on the brink of World War III. We've seen mass weaponization of government, a mass censorship operation across the country, Zuckerberg admitting to his role in that with Facebook. So this isn't just about right and left anymore. This is really about basic core common American values that are under attack right now.
That's right. And when you look at what happened at the Democratic convention, which, by the way, John Tester avoided because even he sees how radical and insane the Democrat Party has become. But John Tester is guilty of the same thing as Kamala Harris. In speech after speech, including Kamala's speech, she says she is for freedom while she is using companies like Facebook and other means, including the national security state, to censor people. She talks about secure borders while she lets millions of illegal immigrants stream across our borders. She talks about defending democracy when she tried in every single possible way to undermine democracy and the rule of law to try to keep President Trump off the ballot. John Tester is guilty of the same thing. They say one thing, and they tell us lies to our face, but their actions tell the exact opposite story. And that's going to be the most important thing for us as voters to look at as we head into this election. Early voting starts very soon in many states across the country. look at actions and record, not the lies that these politicians, these fake politicians, try to sell us.
We've got to take, unfortunately, a hard break here in less than a minute. If you can join us till the end of the hour and you want to stick around through the break, we'd love it. But understand if you got to run as well. I know you are. You're going to be joining President Trump at a rally, I believe it is, in Wisconsin later today. What's crazy to me, and I know we only got 30 seconds here, John Tester has never even said thanks for your service to Tim Sheehy and his wife, who both serve. I've had Democrats that I disagree with, and I can still thank them for their service and honor their service. What's the deal there?
That says a lot about who John Tester is and what he values. I fully support Tim Sheehy in this race and encourage Americans who love our country and peace and freedom to vote for Tim Sheehy.
Wow. I mean, she knows exactly what she wants to say there. John Jackson, your thoughts on what Tulsi Gabbard had to say earlier this morning?
Yeah, she's very good. And you know what? She seems to hit this sweet spot of moderate Democrats and, say, independents. And you know how you know it's working is what they have done to her, Aaron. These gangsters with the Biden-Kamala regime put her on basically what amounts to a list for domestic terrorists in the United States. So as she tries to go out to these events and promote Republicans, she is stopped at the TSA and has SSSSS on the top of her boarding pass, which subjects her to an additional 1 hour to 90-minute shakedown in which they take every single piece of her property and go through it, pull it out, test it. It is just outright harassment of her, using the power of the state against their political enemies, which is just the norm with these people now.
And not only is she a high-profile political figure, she was a Democrat presidential candidate, Democrat member of Congress. She still serves as a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve. She is a battalion commander in the U.S. Army Reserve right now, which basically means that she's got a security clearance. She's entrusted with a security clearance. And if she's traveling through TSA, she should already have TSA pre-check with the known traveler number, because you get that if you are an actively serving service member. But yet they still want to run her through the ringer. But then look at this Tim Walz guy. And Mark Lauder talked about this last night, maybe yesterday on the show as well. Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota who allowed Minneapolis to burn, that guy did over a dozen trips to the communist Chinese mainland, paid for by the communist Chinese party. He loves the communist Chinese so much, he got married on Tiananmen Square Day and honeymooned in Beijing. Did this guy have a security clearance? What in the world? I mean, it is. We are in an upside down. We are in the Stranger Things Netflix series. We are in the upside down right now.
We could do an entire hour. You and I could sit here with no callers and no commercials, and we could talk about what a scumbag communist Tim Walz is for the next hour. I mean, the guy, you know, he is the imam whisperer, far left communist Chinese Islam loving loon. I mean, just there's not a worse guy in politics out there today than him.
Well, and I love it too, because we had one of our left wing callers who also loves communist China call in and was praising Tim Walz. He served his country. It's like, okay, well, yeah, thanks for your service, Tim Walz, but then you ditched your men and you dodged a deployment when you were needed the most, and then you lie about it. Stolen valor. But it's just funny to me, like that same guy will call in and overhype Tim Walz, but then on the other hand, he'll falsely attack Bronze Star for Valor, Purple Heart, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. You know, they will prop up these phony, fraudulent people that despise everything America stands for, but then real American patriots who bled for this country, They'll pardon my French, they'll piss on them.
And, you know, to Tulsi Gabbard, I was on the fence about her until I heard about this thing, until I heard about what they're doing to her through the power of the TSA. And I tell you what, Aaron, we talked about this on our spaces the other day. The only way this stops is we got to do it back to them. Donald Trump gets in office, and I'm telling you, Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, all of these clowns go right on the list. And this gets done to them tenfold until they stop.
Well, President Trump is might disappoint you on that one, because he says my retribution will be success and the success of this country. But all right, let's get into the phone lines here. We've got Valerie in Kalispell on the phone lines. Valerie, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hey, Aaron. It's kind of a random thing, but I've been getting this. This is kind of new in my mailbox, this Montana Independent paper. I just wonder what you knew about it, because it acts like it's all Montana, but it's climate change and, you know, anti-Sheehy. And then it comes from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's basically a Democrat dark money newspaper. Now, most of the media is basically the same thing I just mentioned, but no, they're trying to look like a newspaper, but it's basically a Democrat Party dark money funded campaign mailer. To prop up flip flop flat top John Tester.
Yeah. Huh. I don't like it. It's going in the rubbish.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thanks for calling. Let's see, we got Jim and Laurel next.
Pretty much.
Men.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, hey, John, one other thing I wanted to tell folks about before I get to Jim and Laurel on the phone lines here. So Tulsi Gabbard endorsing President Trump, endorsing Tim Sheehy. RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., what a powerful speech last Friday. I talked with Brian Massard. He's a past president of the Montana Stock Growers, and he's got Reminis Angus Beef down in Dillon. He's been in very close communication with RFK and his running mate, Nicole Shanahan, over the past few months. They were texting back and forth last night because RFK wants to transform the food industry for healthier outcomes, and he believes the same thing that Brian Massard's been preaching, is that you know, American beef has been discriminated against by our own government, and it's actually healthy for you. They need to be promoting more beef, not less. And so, but anyway, he told me that RFK Jr. is going to come to Montana. He said they were texting back and forth last night. That'll be huge.
Yeah, it will be huge. And once again, RFK is like Tulsi Gabbard, but bigger in that he hits another one of those sweet spots of, say, independents or also moderate Democrats, also people that are concerned about health, concerned about vaccines, concerned about the COVID jab. That really brings a lot more voters into our tent, not to mention the fact that his speech totally took away all of their momentum and their little joy bounce that they were hoping for out of their convention.
Yeah, the joy of hate following their convention. Let's go to Jim in Laurel. Jim, sounds like somebody sent you a nice little handwritten postcard. That sounds sweet.
Well, it was that. It was addressed to my wife. And handwritten, praise for Tester all over the place, and signed by, quote, a supporter of John Tester, unquote. And then I checked the postmark on it, and it was San Francisco.
So they sent you a postcard from San Francisco with love. Wow, that's funny. So they're trying to do this, like these handwritten notes to try to prop up Tester's campaign, but then they send it from San Francisco. Was that you? Somebody actually sent me a copy of that. They sent me either a photo of it or they sent me the actual postcard in the mail here. And it was like, oh yeah, you can see the stamp and everything on there from San Francisco.
It wasn't me. That was someone else, so they're doing it a lot.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. All right, Jim. Well, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Cheryl in Bozeman. She must have a similar story here. Cheryl, thanks for the call.
Hi. Yes, thanks. Mine is from Santa Barbara postcard. Voting is your superpower. And thanking Tester for bipartisan infrastructure law Montanans will have increased access to high-speed internet. This means better job and educational opportunities and access online health care.
And the postcard was from Santa Barbara?
From Santa Barbara. Let's re-elect Senator Tester in November. He's working hard to deliver for Montana families.
My goodness.
Thanks, Marcy, volunteer.
Volunteer. Those crazy Californians, they really want to see John Tester re-elected out here, you know. My goodness. And then They're working us over. That's right. And then you got Chuck Schumer, you know, funding all of his dark money attack ads and everything else. Man, that's funny. That's like three people now that have gotten California postcards supporting their buddy old liberal Senator John Tester.
How many examples have we had just in this two-hour radio segment, Aaron, of showing that it's all fake? Everything they're doing is fake. It's theater. You know, he's going to be the third California senator, obviously, right? Because that's where all of this is coming from. It's not grassroots Montana support. It's all his dark money lefty loons from California.
Yeah, I think people aren't falling for the shtick like they used to anymore now. Not only that, but they're angry about it. Like, when I was in Havre and Big Sandy, I mean, you know, a lot of good, hardworking blue-collar folks that if they, one guy thought we were actually promoting Biden because we had our little Bidenomics table banner. And, man, he was fired up. That, you know, because normally people, if they disagree with it, they'll be polite about it. But not anymore. People are ticked. Even people that have voted for John Tester before, they are so angry at what he's doing to this country that, I think more and more people are just not falling for the phony little old prospector ad shtick anymore.
This is the most consequential election maybe in the history of our country. We have one last shot to take this back, people. If they get in charge for another 4 years and John Tester, and they have the Senate for another however many years, this place is over. They're going to get rid of the filibuster. They're going to pass every one of their leftist agenda items, and it's over. I mean, everybody's got to understand that right now.
They are not only allowing illegal aliens into this country, they want to fast-track them into citizenship so they can fast-track them into voting so they can have permanent control over you. And then on top of that, Mark Lauder told us last night, he was on the show yesterday, that some Democrats in Congress have a new piece of legislation that will not only fast-track citizenship for illegal aliens, they want to go grab all of the illegal aliens that Donald Trump deported and bring them back and make them citizens.
The U.S. Citizenship Act. Yep.
Yeah. Insane.
And also amnesty for all the criminals, too. Criminals, gang members, human traffickers, amnesty for everybody.
It's insane. It is absolutely insane. We're in the upside down. You know, that's there's no other way to say it. But we can bring things back up right here very soon. And Montana is the firewall. We are the firewall. So, hey, thanks for being with us.